Are you driven, ambitious, and love all things marketing? Then this is your backstage pass to level up. I'm Emma, your marketing mentor and biggest cheerleader. With over 10 years experience, I'm spilling all my secrets to max out your marketing game. Expect authentic conversations as I dive into actionable strategies, behind-the-scenes stories, and hard-won lessons to give you the confidence and tools to boss your marketing career. Whether you're a recent graduate or a marketing director, this podcast is for you and the whole marketing community. You'll walk away feeling inspired and equipped to become the marketing lead you want to be. So pour yourself a cup of coffee, grab a notebook, and let's level up together. Hello, welcome back to a brand new episode of Marketing Nuggets. Now, it is Sunday. I'm recording this. I'm in a different room because it's Sunday and somebody was mowing their lawn. And I've eaten a white chocolate Easter egg as my lunch. So that's how my Sunday's going. But I wanted to get this episode recorded right up before Easter and to tell you that the Easter break week, so not this Tuesday, literally a week today, I am not going to be releasing an episode, just going to have a 1 week hiatus, and then I'm going to be back recording weekly episodes up until the end of June before a summer break. So I wanted to leave you with one that I thought that if you do have some time over Easter where you can be learning, where you want to level up, I thought I would leave one with you where you can fill the time that you would usually listen to Marketing Nuggets, maybe with a different podcast, a course, or an audiobook to help you level up. And so I looked back at a couple of the episodes that I've done recently, and one that was really popular with you guys and it was been the most downloaded for a while is the one that I talked about how I compounded my skills going from junior to senior. And I thought that I would do something on a similar vein in terms of what skills I would focus on as an ambitious marketer right now. And because I am an ambitious marketer, some of these skills that I am literally focusing on right now, other ones I may have learned already, but these are the ones that I think that helped me the most. It helped me get and understand the fundamentals better, and it helped me to be a better general marketer and get the results because of leveling up in these five areas. So without further ado, let's get straight into the five different skills that I would focus on right now. So it's not going to come as a surprise, and I've done probably the most obvious one first, is copywriting. Now, I have spoken about copywriting so many times, you're probably bored to death of me talking about it, but it is so true. There has been successes and failures in my marketing career, and so many of these have come down to the copy. Now, it couldn't be more true that storytelling and being emotive in your marketing is fundamental. You could have the best product or service in the entire world, but if you don't know how to tell the story, get that hook over, it doesn't matter. So things that have helped me level up in this area have been some resources such as the book Hook Point, Story Brand, and Expert Secrets. If you haven't read Story Brand, that one is where I would start with, because it really helps to tell the entire copy story. It really helps you position it. It breaks it down into really bite-sized ways. It helps you not only understand the fundamentals of telling a story, but also things like how to create your landing pages on your website, etc. Now, I mix this with some of the core things that I learned during my degrees, like the three C's of copywriting: clear, concise, and compelling. And sometimes when I'm really struggling, I go back to the three C's and I'm like, is it clear, is it concise, and is it compelling? I think that seeing creative and adverts now in the wild, say when I'm in London on the tube, I think that sometimes these are not taken into consideration. I'm sure we've all seen adverts that have like five key messages on, and I'm always like, oh, just pick one. Like, simple is sometimes much, much better. Some brands do this incredibly well. Airbnb did a campaign last year, which was incredible. I featured it on my LinkedIn because the copy was just chef's kiss. It was so good, but it was clear, concise, and compelling. And I think that that's like the test that we should all go back and ask ourselves if we're unsure of it. And a lot of ads that I see on the underground should have given themselves that test before niching it. You can tell that they wanted to say things so badly, and I get it. Honestly, it's one of my biggest problems is when I'm creating copy is that I'm like, I want to say this and I need to say this and I need to say this. And it's like, hold on, slow down, stop. you literally have a couple of seconds with your target audience, depending on the channel that you're talking to them on. But if you're just talking about like straight adverts, you've got 1 or 2 seconds. And so do not be putting 5 to 10 messages on there. Keep it very, very simple. But also the clear, concise and compelling speaks volumes to why you need to have a really good tagline for your business or the campaign that you're doing. Turning the description into an advert is truly a skill, and this is what takes time. And I think that as marketers, if you think about it, when you're joining a new company and you are in charge of advertising an entirely new product or service. Now, I think that one thing that we are good as marketers sometimes is really understanding our target audience, because that's been taught to us so often. So you're going to a new business and you're like, right, I got to understand the audience. I've got to understand demographics, the psychographics, like all of the things that make them tick, which is absolutely true. And you do. But the thing that also you need to do is really, truly understand the product or service that you're selling, or services or products. And I think that when I've worked with some truly talented copywriters, shout out to Ruby and Olivia, who are so good at this, this is something that they really do. So to give you an example, say I'm like, okay, I need this copy for this product. And I'll just be like, hey, can you quickly whip me up some compelling copy about this product, please? And me not being a copywriter thinks I can just do it off the cuff. And actually something that I learned from both of them is that they really just took the time to truly understand what they were writing the copy about, because then they might not necessarily take the description verbatim. They might have different words that they would use, a different angle, maybe making it more clear or more concise or more compelling, but they've got that background information on it. I think that sometimes we're in a rush as marketers to get things out the door, that then because of that pressure that we feel, we don't truly understand what we are writing the copy about. And it sounds so simple, but I think that so more often than not, especially like if you're in a new company or if you're freelancing for someone that you don't necessarily know, you don't stop, take the time to really understand, research and understand to then be able to craft the copy off of it. So a couple of things that have really helped me with copywriting is practicing different kinds of formats. So copy is threaded throughout every single area within your marketing. So whether that's ads, emails, landing pages, billboards, social media, or even creating videos, it is something where it's really a skill to get it in every single area, and learning what works across what platforms and how to write them is something that definitely takes time, but practice, practice, practice. The other thing to say is that I know that a lot of copy is then put on designs, and it's like a number one rule. And I'm sure if you've got a creative lead in your business, they always say, do not send copy to designers until the copy is final, final, final. And I get it, because they don't want to create 5 different versions because you're not sure about your copy. And whilst I agree with that in theory, like your copy should be final before it goes to designers, I think there's an asterisk by that. And it's like, but sometimes you got to see the design to know if you're going to tweak the copy, because sometimes it could look a certain way in your head. But then when they actually craft the design, it's either too many words or there's too much on there, or it doesn't quite work with the visuals as well. And so this is something that I was always afraid to go back to the designers and say, because I knew that they'd be like, flipping heck, Emma, just decide it before you send it me. But it's so fundamental sometimes that you have this step. So work with them, notify them of this before they start the design. And then once they've got it up, have an open conversation, whether it's with the designer or maybe another person on your marketing team, to see how you can do this and change it. It won't be the first time that you need to see the copy on the creative, and it will never be the last time. So how I'm going to continue my education in copywriting is there is a couple of books that I have been recommended, which are on my to read list. Now, I think one of these is going to make my April book, because as you know, if you've been listening to Marketing Nuggets, I've been doing a book a month. And so I think I'm going to either do The Ogilvy on Advertising by David Ogilvy, which is one that I have been recommended. Or there's another one called Everybody Writes by Anne Handley. Now, there's one that everybody raves about, and I read it a couple years ago now and just didn't love it. and it was called This Is Marketing by Seth Godin. But I'm going to give it another chance because I don't think I got all the way through it. And I think that I read it instead of listening to it on audiobook, and I'm an audiobook girly. So I'm going to give that one another chance because it has been highly, highly rated. And then the final one that I am going to be reading is one called Scientific Advertising by Claude Hopkins. So they're the ones that I'm going to be looking at. There's lots and lots and lots of recommendations out there. But I would say listen, read, educate yourself on this. Practice is really, really important. Writing that copy that's engaging can be so difficult. But I think that what helps me the most is spending the time researching and planning before actually doing the writing, which is one thing that I learned from Ruby and Olivia, because I just want to get things out the door. And sometimes, yeah, it's not as easy as that. Okay, so the next skill that I would develop, and it's one that I developed quite early on because I realized that this was like truly understanding the fundamentals of this makes you such a good general marketer, and that is digital marketing. Now, digital marketing is such a broad term, but there's no way that you will have a marketing department or marketing or just you as a one-man band that doesn't have any form of digital marketing. So digital marketing is effectively anything online. So it's from your website to your SEO, to your email, to your organic social, to your paid social, to your PPC. So much falls under that. And then if you go into each of those streams, like social, there's like 7 to 10 platforms within social. So digital marketing might make up the majority of your marketing. It might be the whole thing of your marketing. It might be a little bit of your marketing. And I've seen lots of different setups of how much of a percentage of this is of your marketing. But because there's so much that falls under digital marketing, because it is so fundamental with so many other channels, truly understanding this channel, even if you are not doing the one that's pulling the lever, I genuinely believe is why I could create marketing plans so, like, not easily, but I think so much easier because I understood them. So there's lots of things under here, and I'm not saying that you need to master the inside out and back to front of Google Ads, but trust me, it is so much less overwhelming when you go into Google Ads and you can at least do the basics. So over COVID, I spent a lot of times on these kinds of courses, digital marketing courses. You will find them on Google, Meta, LinkedIn, HubSpot, they all do free ones. There's other ones as well, which are paid. I spent a lot of time on Google, although they were much more boring than the HubSpot ones. I found HubSpot ones a little bit more engaging. There's also just other course creators out there that might not necessarily be attributed with a brand platform like that. If you listen to any marketers, they might have their own courses, which I've done before. I took Jenna Kutcher's course on Pinterest. So there's lots of different ones out there, I think, that really focus on those. If you're going to start anywhere, start on Google. I think that once I studied the digital marketing funnels and the conversions and how they actually work and how to do them, it kind of took away that magic, in the sense of, like, if you don't understand how things work, you think things just appear and they also seem more difficult than they are. I think when I unpicked, oh, this is the paid social funnel. Oh, this is how an Instagram ad works. This is how a Facebook ad works. Oh, this is Google. Then not only did I understand what I needed to tell the people to do, but also when I'm telling senior management, which is often your job when you're a senior marketer, is saying this is what we're going to do, truly understanding the fundamentals and the why honestly makes your life so much easier. And I think that when you come to doing your budget plans, when you come to your marketing strategies, you can then put the correct amount in. And I used to be in awe of people when I was a junior marketer, and people would talk to me about SEO or they talked to me about Google search, and I would be in awe of them and be like, how do you know that? I have no idea what you're talking about, and I really wish I did. And they like commanded the room because they understood every single channel. And actually it was just learning some courses, getting it in there myself, like practicing how I would do the ads. Again, it's a bit of understanding from the courses, but also doing it yourself. So for digital marketing, it's less about reading. Like, I think for copywriting, it's very much about reading a lot of the books. Digital marketing, I would say, do more hands-on things, do the courses and do the practicing. For me, the next things on my list here from a digital marketing perspective, because things are always changing, is I'm going to be doing deep dives into TikTok, TikTok ads, TikTok SEO, and also doing more in GA4. So I started GA4 last year when everybody had to be chucked over there. I've done an episode on it, but I really want to learn more, and I feel like I could get more out of GA4 if I learned more about it. So moving on to number three, this is something that we should all be doing together, is AI. Now, I have recently done an episode on this, so it's not one that I'm going to cover too much, but I would say there's a couple of fundamentals that you can ask yourself to then understand what to do first. So the first one is how AI can enhance your marketing efforts. So if you've never done anything on AI before, I've done two episodes on AI. The first one talks about the different ways that I used it from a content and copy perspective. And then the second one goes into much more detail of the different routes and avenues that you can take, such as it being your marketing assistant, how you can do images, videos, and even development work as well. There's lots of things here. I think that from my point of view, I'm going to be looking at how I can use it from an image and video point of view, as I mentioned on that episode, but also looking at how I could maybe do it for more marketing automation. What could they take off me? What new platforms are out there that maybe I'm not using at the moment? Is there anything that it can help me with from a targeting and personalization point of view? I know that some people have had great success using AI in places like Instagram. So Jenna Kutcher does this amazing thing where she says like, hey, DM me this word, and then you DM her this word, and then she has AI like blah, 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 appear, and then it literally sends you like to a course to purchase or a podcast to listen to. And it's AI is not necessarily just in the way that I'm talking about it from creating the tools from content and copy, but also it could be integrated into your marketing in different ways. So this is obviously going to be very personal to whatever marketing you're in as to what route that you go down. But I think that if you do the research and do the learnings in AI to then know what you might want to test, I think that's the good route for this. Now, AI is obviously super, super new. And so from a resource perspective, I'll be doing a lot of reading, as in like blogs for this. I'd be looking at what podcasts I can look at, and I would be looking at maybe places like TikTok as well. But I wouldn't really be looking at books for this, not really courses. So three things that I've mentioned already in this podcast, all different ways that you can learn them. But I think that there is definitely ways, like even I've just been dabbling in AI that has helped me, but it isn't just those ways that it can help you from a platform point of view. As I said, it might be that you're using chatbots. It might be that you're using special things that can help drive your funnel sales. I think that's what I was so impressed about of how Jenna was using it, was that she was literally like getting people to DM her a word, and then the automated AI meant that then she was getting even more conversions off of her Instagram. And it's like, oh yeah, there's so many things like that that can really help your conversion rate. So even if you're thinking, I don't need help from a marketing assistant point of view, if you might need help from your targeting, from your personalization, from your conversion point of view, AI might be the answer. So now is the time to really understand it, because it's only going to get more complicated, more options. So definitely, definitely want to learn. Okay, the fourth skill that I will be focusing on, and I've always focused on, and it's something that I couldn't not put in here, and it's more about practicing, is creating marketing plans. So I've done many episodes on this, but there's so much that goes into it, from the research, your audience analysis, defining what your KPIs are, what might your planning framework be, how are you going to create those multi-channel campaigns, how are you going to get that seamless execution, and how are you measuring, reporting, and optimizing your plans. Now, I highly recommend, if you want to do more on your marketing plan, go back and listen to episode 96, Keeping Your Marketing Plan Relevant All Year, How to Maximize Value and Stay Organized. Keeping on top of your marketing plan is so important. I've also done a couple of other episodes which were marketing plan related, including episode 63, which is the exact steps I take to create my 2023 marketing plan. So although that was 2023 marketing plan, like the fundamentals are still the same. There is so much that I talk about in creating your marketing plans. This is the one that I think that you need to practice the most. Generally, learning how to create good marketing plans, keeping on top of them and keeping organized on them, is something that I think that is makes you a successful marketing manager or does not. And so I could not put this on there. I think practice, 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 making your marketing plan, once it's created, a part of every single day what you go into, I think is, you're already like better than 50% of marketers. So go and do that. Listen to these two episodes. I highly recommend if you haven't. I think that this is the area that I really struggle to find the most resource on. And so that's why I've, one of the reasons why I do podcast episodes is because I think that there's such this like, and then the marketing plan appears and like no one talks about how to actually create the marketing plan. And so one thing that I will be opening up again soon is my course on how to create a marketing plan. So do look out for that if that is something that you are interested in. But I think, yeah, I couldn't mention my top five skills and not mention working on your marketing plan. And finally, so one of the things that I think is always a pressure for people in marketing is to be creative. And it doesn't matter if you're in social media, it doesn't matter if you're even in digital marketing. People always say, oh, you need to be creative to be successful. You need to have the most creative campaigns to really resonate with your audience and to be successful. But I actually don't agree with that. And I heard something once saying that think of it, connectivity, not creativity. And I think it was by Eddie Shomer, somebody like that. Can't remember his name. So sorry, Eddie. And he kind of just flip reversed how I thought about this. And I thought, you're right. To be successful in marketing, you don't necessarily have to be creative. You ultimately have to connect to your audience. And so that helped me so much from a mind shift place, because I always thought you had to think of these weird and wild and crazy campaigns. And actually, you just need to firstly deeply understand your audience, create your audience personas, map out off of that the customer journeys and key touch points. Then once you've done that, you can do your storytelling. You can build up those emotional connections authentically. And so I think that this was something where I was like, okay, this makes it a lot less scary. It makes it a lot more tangible and it makes it a lot more achievable. If you really think, okay, I just need to really figure out my audience. But on that, it also goes with what I was saying earlier on, which is not only do you need to understand your audience, you really need to deeply understand the product or the service that is also going with the audience. You need to understand you can connect them with the positives and negatives, what they might be missing out on, what you think is really cool, what might work across platforms. And one thing that I would definitely recommend for this is do your social listening, get the social listening tools and listen to the customer feedback, whatever they might be saying, whether that's with your customer service team, whether that is online, whether it is in your DMs, whatever it is, having that connectivity to your audience not only is going to help you to make a campaign good in the first place, but it's then going to help you build and grow. And whilst it is a bit scary getting that feedback because it does put you at risk for it being negative, that is how we get better with our marketing campaign. So that one is not really resources to learn. It's more about stopping looking outward and look inward for this one. And when I say that, I mean, go and look in your company, whatever you're marketing, in your audience, in your product, in your service. Take the time, take a step back. Even if you've been at the company for 2 years, I'm sure there's something that you could learn about your audience that you don't already know. I think that the trouble a lot of times is you want to prove yourself and you want to get going so quickly. And so doing this, you might not fully understand the product or the service or your audience or your audiences if there's different buckets. So I really recommend taking the time to understand this, because then you can spend less time thinking of creative, crazy elements of things that are going to make you stand out. And yeah, whilst you might win a marketing award from them for being super creative, it might not have actually had the results that you wanted because it isn't connecting with the audience that you want. So you really take the time there. And if you're struggling to be creative, think of it like connecting instead. I think that was like one of my most like aha moments. And it's something where now I focus more deeply rather than focusing on trying to come up with crazy ideas. I think more, how can I do things that are really going to resonate and be authentic with the audience that I'm marketing to? I think one of the biggest skills of being a general marketer is being able to do this skill under any industry, any product or any service. And so have a couple of things that you do from a framework perspective to understand these, to get to the root of them, because then you can take it to your next job or if you're a freelancer, like your literal next client. And then having these as your framework to work on is then going to make every single thing easier. It's going to make your copywriting easier. It's going to make your marketing plan easier. It's going to make your digital marketing easier. And it's going to make your AI easier too. It's going to make every single thing easier. So that's why I finished with this one, because I think it is underpinning the first four to make those successful, is to really understand connecting with your audience, connecting with your product or connecting with your service. And that is something that I think will supercharge and help you. And learning how to do this then makes you a versatile marketer. It means that you then don't have to just stay in one company forever because you're like, oh, I understand the audience now. No, you've got a framework that you can take and use in other places too. So they're the five areas that I would be focusing on right now, and I am focusing on right now. I think that if you really just want to supercharge your growth, they are some areas that I would recommend starting with and really spending the time, whether that is, as I said, audiobooks, podcasts, courses, just spending the time. It might not be somewhere outwardly that you need to look. It might be inwardly. They would be my recommendations of where to start to help all of you ambitious marketers out there. So that's everything for this episode. Hopefully it's given you some inspiration of where to go and what to start to do next if you are looking for the next thing to learn. Now, as I mentioned, there will not be an episode next week. We're going to have a little Easter break, but then I'll be back for weekly episodes up until June. And I'm hoping to get some guests on for maybe my May episodes. So I need to be getting organized in the background, which is why I'm having 1 week just to organize everything. So whatever you're doing this week, if you're in the UK, happy 4-day week. Hope we're all very excited to have 4 days off. I know I am. Sorry if you are in a different country. I know that the bank holidays, well, the public holidays are very different. So no matter what you're doing this week, smash your goals. Have an incredible week. And if you do have Easter off, remember to relax, unplug, spend time with your family. Marketing will still be there on Tuesday waiting for you to pick it up again. But if you are going to do something over break, maybe just do a little bit about these courses. Whatever space you're in is fine. There's no pressure either way. Some weekends I want to learn loads. Some weekends I want to go shopping and hang out with my dog. So do not put that pressure on yourself if you're going to have a weekend off marketing. Anyways, I will talk to you in 2 weeks today. Chat then. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to my Marketing Nuggets podcast. I've been your host, Emma, and I will catch you next time. Bye for now.